to our top story, Hurricane Florence. It has weakened, but it has grown in size. FEMA Director Brock Long had a stark warning for people not evacuating from coastal areas of the Carolinas.
Your time is running out. The ocean is going to start rising along the coast and in the Back Bay and inlet areas and the sound areas within a matter of hours. Your time to get out of those areas and storm surge inundation is coming to a close. I cannot emphasize that enough.
Joining us now for the latest is Jeff Huffman, director of South Carolina Emergency Information Network. Hi, Jeff.
Good afternoon, Jeremy.
And I guess the good news is that Florence is no longer a Category 4 storm, but it is still dangerous.
It is. And remember, when it comes to storm surge, that does not really matter. The actual strength of the storm at the time does not play as large of a role in the storm surge inundation as it does the size of the storm over a period of time and how long it's been producing those waves. Waves up to 80 feet still sitting offshore with this, and it's now starting to spread out. So not only is the storm surge going to be really significant near the center and probably just north of the center, it will be significant hundreds of miles from it as well, especially on its north side.
When and where is it expected to make landfall at this point?
I think landfall, it's a bit of a moving target as it relates to the specific county or city, and that's really not the important topic right now. It's more about the scope of this storm. It is going to slow down, and it is already starting to slow down, now moving only at about, 10 miles per hour to the north and west. Landfall in the core of this hurricane will still basically impact the areas in and around Wilmington. That has not changed. The core of this hurricane may not move as far inland because it is a little weaker. But what has not changed with that forecast, Jeremy, is that impacting the southern portions of North Carolina and even the extreme northeastern portions of South Carolina.
Well, and you also think about places like the Outer Banks, which are just basically a big sandbar. How are they going to survive? How are some of these coastal areas in North Carolina going to survive a big storm surge?
I believe some of those areas, the actual coastline will be changed forever from this because of the immense, we're talking 9 to 13 foot inundation with possibly a couple of dozen foot waves on top of that, especially right there near the Outer Banks. I hope any resident that's still in those areas still has time to heed the warning from Brock at FEMA. You still have just a few hours, if not moments, to make some last minute decisions, find your nearest shelter, get to high ground, because those areas, even though they are still 50 to 100 miles from the center, will take the brunt of the storm surge.
We're talking about the initial impacts of the storm here, but often it's the case that the place that we're watching and the effect that we're thinking about before the storm hits is not the place that gets hit the hardest in the end. What are your concerns with this storm, especially if it hovers over the Carolinas for a couple of days?
Well, Jeremy, it's one of the most difficult things to forecast on a neighborhood-by-neighborhood level. We know a hurricane's coming. The coast can prepare for the storm surge. Those are all impacts that we see with nearly every hurricane, the wind and the storm surge. But it's this inland flooding risk that is most difficult because it depends on the terrain, the nearby creeks and streams, how much water comes down in the short amount of time, or how much comes down over a long period of time. What I would say to residents that are further inland, especially west of I-95, think about the areas that flooded during Matthew, or think about the areas that flooded with the Joaquin interaction with that upper low a few years back. If you flooded then, you're likely to flood with Florence. And even if you were close to flooding back then, you have a strong chance of flooding with Florence. I can't say everybody's going to see the same type of flooding. Those details are more specific to exactly where the center moves, and then, of course, where those rain bands set up. The science just isn't there yet to predict neighborhood by neighborhood where the most extreme inland flooding will occur. But in a very large area, Jeremy, we're talking over 12 inches. And in some locations, especially, I think the I-20 corridor from Columbia to the east to where it intersects with I-95, those areas are especially at risk for the flash flooding over the next 2 or 3 days.
In just a few seconds left here, but a lot of people are looking at this storm as they have with other intense storms recently and said, this is climate change in action. How unusual is this storm?
In terms of inland flooding and the extreme inland flooding, those events are becoming a bit more frequent. And we have to assess that, of course, after the storm. There's lots of science going into what happened with Harvey.
Right.
I think we need to be very, very diligent and very vigilant, actually, on preparing for the inland risks from these events, especially when they produce this amount of rain.
It's Jeff Huffman at the South Carolina Emergency Information Network. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jeremy.